The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I know that it's still 17 months before the midterms, but the battle for the House is heating up right now. There's a weird thing happening in politics. With the midterms coming up as the next major election in America, usually you would have both Democrats and Republicans trying to appeal to the voters. Be more persuasive, reach out. That's what you do. But that's not really happening right now in the same sort of way. The strategy has changed from going to the voter to changing the rules of the game. And that's where we get into the gerrymandering fight going on right now between Democrats, mostly in Florida and California, and Republicans in Texas. Gerrymandering, for those of you, if you don't remember, is essentially when a certain political party redoes the districts and kind of the shape of them so they can have more seats in Congress. This is kind of a graphic that I think explains it really well. If you've ever seen this graphic, what you can see is, say there's 50 precincts, 60% are blue, 40% are red. If you just kind of make even little rectangles, for those listening, I'll describe it. If you make even rectangles, there's a slight majority for blue every single time. So blue is going to get 5 out of the 5 districts in there. However, if you kind of make squiggly lines throughout, what you can actually have is 3 red and 2 blue and red wins. And that's what people would call gerrymandering in this. In this case, you would see, whoa, why are there these crazy lines? And why is red suddenly getting 3 when, if you really look at it, they should only get 1 or 2? And the thing is both parties do this. Frankly, I don't really think it's a bad thing. A lot of people talk about gerrymandering as this horrible thing. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's just baked into American politics because no matter how you redo the district lines, the losing side is always going to say it's gerrymandered, no matter what. And so at the end of the day, what you really need to do is be in the majority, be in the legislature, which ultimately decides how the districts, they get to essentially form a committee that decides how the districts are brought up. So if you really want to gerrymander or be in charge, win elections. It's kind of that simple. You got to be in a bigger majority. What's happening right now is we have Republicans who are being very strategic and they're trying to redraw the districts in Texas for more House seats. Call it gerrymandering if you want. I don't have a problem with that. I think it's frankly a great idea because I think going into the midterms, you want every single positive, every single advantage that you can get, especially because the incumbent party usually doesn't do very well in the midterms. Greg Abbott right now, how he's going to do that, because essentially you have to have a session of Congress to do that. What Greg Abbott is calling for is a special session of Congress in Texas to address the floods. And then at the same time, they're going to redistrict ahead of the midterms. Again, that's great. Great strategy, great political strategy. According to the Cook Political Report, they think, and again, this is independent from Republicans, this is independent from Greg Abbott. They think that 3 seats could be comfortably flipped to the Republicans from the Democrats. And again, that's not just plus three Republicans. That's +3 Republicans and -3 Democrats. So it's essentially a net 6 positive for Republicans in a House where you need the majority. The Republican goal in Texas, they've said this publicly, is to flip 5 seats. But there is some debate, and I think this is going to be interesting to see politically, as to whether or not that should actually happen, since you could make some districts more competitive. So the Cook Political Report is saying 3, you can flip them easily, and there's going to be a lot of Republicans on all sides. But obviously, if you spread Republicans too thin in order to turn blue districts red, you might end up with a purple district. And so you actually might end up losing that seat anyway. Again, it's probably worth the risk because if it's already a Democrat, you know, district, then who cares? But, having at least three comfortable is a very good move. They'll go for five and maybe they'll get four or five if they're lucky. So obviously Democrats caught wind of this. They tried to respond. It didn't go that well. Democrats are trying it and it's getting kind of stopped in their tracks. This is according to the AP. This came out. It says the Florida Supreme Court on Thursday handed a win to Republicans, ruling the state's current congressional map, lambasted by Democrats as a gerrymander, can stand ahead of the 2026 midterm. So essentially, DeSantis did exactly what Greg Abbott wants to do, but he did it in 2022. And Democrats have been challenging that. Different groups have been doing it. But essentially, their argument was, oh, it splits up Black Americans too much, and so their vote doesn't matter. Obviously, that was stupid. The Supreme Court in Florida ruled 5-1 that was stupid. What DeSantis did was great. Democrats failed. It seems that in every single red state where this has been done, it is pretty much impossible for it to be overturned. There's a lot of precedents in law just saying it's really difficult essentially to prove that something's been gerrymandered. So really every red state could do it if they want. Gavin Newsom, for his part, said that he's going to try the exact same thing in California. Here is an interview where he talked about it.
Gerrymandering, and let's be fair, we've seen this weaponized by both parties for decades. But these guys, this is a whole nother level of weaponization coming from the right. And what Trump did today is the ultimate tell. They feel they're on the ropes. They feel they're behind. They feel they're vulnerable with the big, beautiful bill. They feel like the momentum is shifting away from them. And it's Speaker Jeffries. It's not Speaker Johnson. So on that basis, they got to rig the game. You got to change the game because you can't win by the existing rules. So he goes in and talks to these guys that should be focused on flood preparedness, should be focused on restoring NOAA and the weather investments that they need to make and the resiliency efforts, to talk about getting FEMA back on track and how little accountability with Kristi Noem and some of those early decisions that were made or not made. Instead, they're using that special session to weaponize for the next election. And that should scare the hell out of everybody, because these guys are playing by a different set of rules. And so from my perspective, if we're going to play fair in a world that is wholly unfair.
So Gavin Newsom in that video actually has it totally reversed. There are these rules that Democrats have played for years. They've been playing by different rules. They do dirty stuff like what I'm talking about right here. And for years, Republicans said they didn't want to play dirty because obviously Republicans care more about the Constitution. I think they care more about the law. You could call that bias if you want, but I think we've seen that over the years. And they lost elections because of that. Obviously, it was well-intentioned. But now, finally, Republicans are saying they're sick of it. And now Republicans are going to win this battle. If you look at different, you could call it breakages of precedent or the law kind of as, not the law as it stands specifically, but more the law as it stands, how people have just kind of done it forever. Every single time, the Democrats break it first. Every single time. You can see, again, the Democrats wanted to get rid of the filibuster. If the filibuster ever gets broken, it will because of Democrats, no question. Every single time, Democrats want to break things, and Republicans usually don't go after them. Republicans have stopped doing that. They are going after them after, and I think ultimately, Republicans are going to win this battle on gerrymandering. And I don't know, again, I don't know if it's going to affect the midterms, but it might. What's so interesting about this, as I pointed out at the beginning of the segment, is that this is an institutional change in power rather than going through the voters, which is usually what we do in America. Again, you have to think for a second. This is both Democrats and Republicans. Why are they so focused on this and not as much focused on the voters? You're just not seeing a ground game of trying to get voters in line as much as they're doing this. And I think the answer is in each party's approval rating. Right now, if you average out all the approval ratings for the past few months. I don't want to pick out one in particular because it's not indicative of the whole, but if you kind of average them out over the last few months, the Republican Party is sitting at about 43% approval and Democrats are sitting at about 37%. In a new poll just this week, the Democrat Party was as low as 19%. So neither party is particularly popular right now as a whole. Democrats are obviously much worse. And I think that's why they're trying to gerrymander rather than reaching out to independents, because they know it's just not a popular time in politics right now in general. Gerrymandering is not the only tool, though, to change the balance in the House. I showed this graph on the show last week, but we're seeing huge levels of migration from blue to red states, and this has massive implications for 2030. In 2030, when the census is done, the Republican-led states are going to have a huge advantage over the blue states. Here's what the projected chart looks like. Again, this is happening from the movement in migration from blue states to red states. What you see is that California is actually going to be losing 4 seats. Again, that is 4 House seats. They're also going to lose 4 electoral votes for president. And that's true for Oregon as well. It's true for Minnesota. Illinois is losing 2. Pennsylvania is one. That's the only swing state that is losing 1. And then you have New York losing 3. And another little state, I think that's Rhode Island, I think that's losing 1 as well. So all of the states that are losing electoral votes and people in the House are Democrat-led states. On the other hand, you have Idaho, Utah, and Arizona that are gaining it. You see Texas is gaining 4, Florida is gaining 3, and then you have Tennessee, I think that's South Carolina and Georgia, no, North Carolina and Georgia, excuse me, that are gaining 1. So again, why is this happening? It's very simple. If you see a restaurant and it's full of people every single night, and more people keep going to that restaurant, it means it's a pretty good restaurant. You can, like, it's not even like you have to look up the menu. You just know, yeah, people want to be there. I should be there too. If, on the other hand, you see a ton of people leaving a different restaurant and not going back, that means it sucks. It's not a good restaurant. And that is what is happening with Democrat-run states like California right now, and they are in a heap of trouble in the coming national elections because of it. Growing a business is satisfying, but it's difficult because you need high-quality talent in order to do that, and that is why I've partnered with Leverage Assistant. Leverage Assistant works with connecting American businesses like yours with accountants, sales assistants, data analysts, marketing specialists, you name it, working in the exact same time zones as your business for a fraction of the cost. The average company right now with Leverage Assistant is saving more than $20,000 a year in labor costs. They're not a recruiter. They're not a marketplace. Leverage Assistant is a high-touch resourcing solution where they vet every assistant through 12 hours of interviews, skill tests, reference checks, and behavioral assessments to ensure that they're the right cultural and operational fit for your business. And for just my viewers and the people watching my show, they're giving 1 month free to you so that you can see their high-quality talent with no risk to you or your business. To get that 1 month free and to see what they are all about, head to the link in the description below. We have fantastic news out of a fairly liberal part of the country this week. Puerto Rico, or as Trump says, Puerto Rico, has banned gender surgeries for anyone under the age of 21. This is according to The Hill. They said the law approved late Wednesday would punish healthcare professionals who provide gender-affirming care to minors. Minor in Puerto Rico is anyone less than 21. And young adults with a $50,000 fine per violation and a determinate prison sentence of 15 years. Doctors also would lose their licenses and permits and be permanently barred from conducting business in Puerto Rico. That's the way to do it. That is the way to do it. Just like abortion or any of these kind of horrible medical practices, you have to criminalize the doctors and the medical professionals and not the victims, because obviously in this, the children are the victims. And I think this punishment is very steep, and I think that's a very good thing. I think people who, you know, mutilate children should go to jail for a very long time. I don't think they should be able to conduct business ever again, which is exactly what Puerto Rico is doing. The only people who really opposed this bill in a large way were unions and medical organizations. And I think that makes perfect sense. It's very telling considering the fact that they make billions of dollars a year in the U.S. just alone. This isn't even worldwide, from these kind of surgeries on adults as well as minors. One of the groups, by the way, that opposed the bill, it's like a psychologist union. I think that is really telling for where we're at in terms of therapy and psychology in the U.S. right now. It's pretty horrible. A lot of people right now are looking at this bill and they're thinking, how did this get done in liberal Puerto Rico? That was my question, honestly, because how often do we hear about Puerto Rico in the news? Obviously, if you live in Puerto Rico, you know, but a lot of us don't know this. And I do have some viewers in Puerto Rico, and I should say thank you so much for watching. And I'm excited to talk about Puerto Rico today. After all, if you look at the numbers right now, 47% of Puerto Ricans identify with the Democrat Party, and about 22% only identified with the Republican Party. So you see that, and it's like, that is not a place that should be able to ban gender-affirming care. That's what they call it. That's what the overlords at YouTube want me to call it. That's what I have to call it, unfortunately. Right now, though, there's actually massive MAGA movement in Puerto Rico. They actually have a Trump-backed governor. Not a lot of people know this. She was elected just this year. She signed the bill. She won her election pretty easily. I think she won by over 7%, which is pretty solid. And so I actually think it's a great time for conservatives to remember that Hispanics are incredibly conservative. And Puerto Rico is just one example. Of course, Cuban immigrants are another fantastic example. Many have been told their whole lives that they vote for Democrats. That's just kind of in the culture. Maybe their parents told them. And that's just out of tradition. That's why you see that 47% saying that they identify with the Democrat Party. But when you get into what they actually believe, and this bill is a demonstration of that, they are actually more conservative in many ways than most Republicans in the continental United States. So all in all, I'm just very happy for Puerto Ricans. If you're Puerto Rican, leave a comment down below of how happy you are, and I hope more states will do this. The progressive left is a cult, guys. I talk all about it in my book, A New Cult. I talk about some crazy stories, draw some shocking similarities to famous cults and the Democrat Party. Go check it out right now. It's on Amazon. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching this video, everybody. Please like the video so other great patriots like yourselves will see it. And you can tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.